Thanks for tuning in to After Dark
with Robin Andrew, which is available on America Out Loud's iHeartRadio channel, along with streaming on Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, TuneIn Radio, wherever you listen to your podcasts. Please be sure to search for America Out Loud. In addition to that, we're available on AmericaOutLoud.news, which has thousands of podcasts and articles updated daily. We always appreciate it when you share on social media. It helps us out a great deal. Got a great lineup of shows for you guys this week. Feels good to be back. A little spring break, I guess. Just life got in the way. I was pretty busy the last couple of weeks, but here we are back at it. There's definitely plenty to talk about. The big eclipse was today. I hope you guys didn't blink. You might have missed it. We're still here. Rioting hasn't taken place. Seems like it was another overhyped event. I don't know where this comes from, Rob. Every time that there's a natural phenomenon like a solar eclipse, everybody has a big kerfuffle over it. I never got it. Perhaps we should have asked our guest last Monday, Joshua Spodek, about it. But what did you make of the solar eclipse and all these people saying, oh, they're going to have to shut down traffic, and just a bunch of crazy conspiracy theories about this event?
Well, I want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in tonight. I, too, missed the eclipse. If it actually took place, it was kind of cloudy here in New York City. But you're right. There was a lot of there's a huge kerfuffle over the eclipse, people flying all over different parts of the country so that they could take a look at something that was going to last so quickly that if you blink your eye, you would have missed it. We even had prisoners petitioning the courts that they wanted to be able to get out so that they could see it. And I'm sure some wacky liberal judge will hear their petition and tying up everything else in the court system so that they can see an event that if you blink, you're going to miss it. You know, I was more concerned, Andrew, to be honest with you, about the earthquake that took place last week here in New York City that was felt in New York City, New Jersey, and other surrounding states, because I actually felt it. And it was surprising that I was at home working, and all at once, it's just like there's a small, like a jarring of the building shaking, then a little bit more. And within that split second, these are the things that ran through my mind. They're working on my apartment building because it's 35 floors. Then from that, I'm like, no, that wouldn't cause the building to shake. To the subway up under my building is causing it to shake. I'm like, no, that's not it. And then the next thing, you need to get out of the building because this is really, the building is going to collapse. I mean, within that split second, all that came to my mind. And if you know New York City, the topography of New York City, the way it's set up, you have all these tall high-rise buildings. My building happened to have been built, I think, in the either the late 1800s or 1900s. It was a Brown Harriman building for an investment company, and they converted it to an apartment complex like 20-something years ago. And so it's an old building, and you're like, whoa, what's going on here? So I can just envision this thing collapsing on me inside the building. So I was more concerned about that than an eclipse that I missed, that there was going to be a split second of it being dark on the outside. But as you mentioned, people are always, when you have little things like this, people are always into it. And you know, there's always like a big, like, oh my God, what do we do? And what's going to happen? As opposed to being concerned with things that we can control, like the election and who's in office. And the person who's in office right now, Andrew, is a complete disaster.
Yeah, you've got that right. Joe Biden, not having such a great week or a great month as of late. I mean, you've got celebrities refusing to endorse him. People with Trump derangement syndrome, formerly, like Michael Rappaport. You remember his unhinged videos going after Sleepy Joe? Apparently, he's not even going to endorse Joe Biden this time around. In fact, he's saying he's probably going to vote for Trump. And The Rock, Mr. Dwayne Johnson, who was back on WrestleMania this weekend, which I did watch, of course. Thought he did a pretty good job. Nonetheless, he said that he's not going to endorse Joe Biden either. He's going to stay out of it. Which, you know, if Joe was doing such a great job, these celebrities would come out and say, yeah, Let's vote for him again. But let's be honest, these Hollywood celebrities, it's April, it's tax time. They've gotten their taxes. They don't want Joe Biden to come back. They realize that things were better under President Trump. Just like everyday Americans, they had it better as well. Everybody had it better with Trump. So I think we're going to see a lot of that coming up to the election. Yeah, your Taylor Swifts of the world and people like that are still going to come out and endorse Joe. But a lot of these celebrities that endorsed Joe last time around, we're already seeing, are coming out and saying, nah, we're not going to get involved in this one.
Well, I think they're realizing what we had realized all along, that Joe Biden is not the person for this country. He's not the leader for this country for such a time. And never, well, to be honest with you, there never would have been a time for Joe Biden to lead the country. We've seen Joe Biden's history on the Hill, and it has been abysmal. Joe has not authored any bills. He's not sponsored or gotten behind any bills. And the only thing that he has done is promoted division. And all those on the left that are saying that he is the person who got behind desegregation, Joe was just the opposite. And instead, Joe actually, in my opinion, furthered divisiveness between the races. Some of the comments that he made in the 90s about his kids going to school with black children or people, children of color. Fast forward, he made comments about India that every 7-Eleven, you go inside and you had to speak Hindu or Indian because the folks from India own those stores. He also just recently, when he's running for the president in 2020, made the comments that if you don't vote for him, you're not black. He also said that George Floyd's death was more significant than Martin Luther King. He made the comment of brown children being, you know, just as smart as white kids when it comes to schools. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And this is the man that they said he's a person who should lead us for such a time. Look at how he's treating Israel. He's like our strongest ally, and he's turning his back on them. I mean, that speaks volume as to who this man actually is.
Exactly. We need to talk more about what's going on with Biden in Israel. But yeah, you're right, Rob. This guy acted like he was going to be the president for black people. And he's 4 years in. And what has he done for black people? Nothing. I can't think of a single accomplishment that's helped the black community. And in fact, we've seen crime increasing in all the inner cities since he's taken office, especially with more of these woke liberal DAs coming in. So it's just more broken promises for Joe Biden. He's done nothing for black people. Instead, he's using all of his resources towards Ukraine and illegal immigrants, totally straining our resources for American citizens. Trump is America first. Joe Biden is America last. And yeah, our good allies like Israel, he's not letting them just take care of business. Now he's trying to put the handcuffs on them before Hamas is eradicated, while they still have troops that are Americans. He's trying to negotiate a ceasefire. I mean, it's absurd. He just needs to let Israel do what they want to do. I mean, tell them, yeah, you're not going to get any extra foreign aid, but you just got to let them take care of business because this is an ongoing problem. But Joe Biden's handcuffing them. I mean, every step of the way, Joe Biden is wrong on every single issue, whether it's foreign policy, whether it's the economy, whether it's handing out things to illegal immigrants and not helping out American citizens, the border, everything's pathetic under Joe Biden's watch.
Well, Robert Gates had said that Joe Biden has been wrong on every foreign policy issue for the last, I think it was, he was the former United States Secretary of Defense. Robert Gates said that Joe Biden has been wrong on every foreign issue for the past 40-something years. And that speaks volume. However, the media does not want to cover that. They choose not to talk about it because, again, they want to make it seem as if Joe Biden is a strong leader. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to realize that Joe is not a strong leader. Looking at Joe, anyone can tell. And for all those in the media who keep propping him up, saying that he is a strong leader, they're wrong. And it's not even debatable. I don't have to debate someone and say, well, look at what Joe's done. And so I would say to our listeners or anyone else, don't even try to debate the left as to the merit on Joe's ability to lead. because it's obvious. And if they choose not to see it, if they choose to just go, well, no, we're going to vote for him because he's the lesser of two evils, he's better than Trump, they're delusional. The same way they're delusional to say that men can have babies. The same way they're delusional to say that men should be able to participate in women's sports. And I don't even want to say trans man, because trans does not exist. That's a mental issue. And we've got to stop bowing the knee to these individuals. We've got to start standing up and calling it out. And I think that's where we've messed up, that we've bowed the knee to them. And we've went along with this fairy tale with respect who I want to be, respect this. What do you mean respect? You're a human being and there are only two genders. And this looking at doctors looking at the babies and getting it wrong, that's completely, it's just a complete lie. And the people, doctors or professionals that are saying that, they need to have their licenses pulled from them. But see, all of this was ushered in under Joe Biden. And Republicans sat back and conceded, giving so much ground, saying, okay, let them do it. But you can't do it, because once we gave them an inch, they took a mile and then another mile and then another mile. And look at how they're trying to force us into this fairy tale, make-believe world that only exists here in Western culture. And I was thinking about this the other day, Andrew. I mean, I remember when I was back in college, I remember some of my contemporaries who were from Asia, they said that Western culture is really bad. And, you know, I would take offense to it. I'm like, what do you mean? What are you talking about? Because at the time, it wasn't as bad as it is now. They said, no, Western culture, you guys have a lot of things that really don't make any sense. Now that I look back on it, some 20 years later, I'm like, they were right on point. They were truthful. Western culture is slowly decaying the rest of the world. And that's the reason why we want to force our beliefs on Asian countries and even African countries. I remember Barack Obama saying that they weren't going to give Africans aid if they didn't agree with the United States position on gay rights. Now, I'm not saying you need to slaughter individuals, but that's their country's policy. And we should respect that. But now we have Joe Biden in office. Now he wants to continue that. You got to do it our way or else you won't get XYZ. I mean, our culture here in the West, these Western cultures, it will destroy the rest of the world, because we're living this make-believe thing that this fantasy Shangri-La that we're trying to create that really makes absolutely no sense. And that's the reason why you have people that are waking up like Dwayne The Rock Johnson, like Michael Rapaport, and like so many others that are saying, wait a minute, we made a mistake. But see, we saw through this from day one. I mean, it wasn't about Trump and his tweets. We saw through all of this. We knew that this was a disaster. We knew that this was wrong. We knew that it made no sense. Saying that men can have babies and then allowing these individuals to have these, to mutilate their genders or to mutilate their private parts and say that I'm this, but when in actuality you're not, or to have all these top surgeries, like for some women, I'm a man, but I'm going to keep my vagina because I want to be able to have a baby. And then when I have a baby, I can say I'm a man who had a baby. No, you're not. You're a woman. You're a woman who decided to mutilate your breast, take hormones to look like a man, and then you felt that it was time for you to ovulate to have a kid. Then you want to get off the hormones. And then you want to come out and tell different outlets, oh, I'm a man who had a baby. And that's wrong. Deceiving our children. And if we had a justice system, if we had a social system that really looked down on this, and I think Heather Robinson and I spoke about this on last week about bringing back shame and guilt so that these people would stop doing some of this crazy stuff that they're doing, you would have these doctors saying, no, you can't, man can't have babies. And because you decided to go in and alter your body, now you want to have a kid and bring that kid up, telling a lie to the kid, indoctrination, telling them that, oh, no, daddy had you, not mommy, so a man can have a baby. No, those kids should be removed from the home. They should be removed. There is no ifs, ands, or buts. And if I were ever elected, an elected official, I would move to have that. I would want a movement to say, no, you cannot have a kid. And if you have a kid, we're going to remove the kid from that household. So some would say, oh, but it's about love and we need, there's so many people who don't want kids. Well, right now we can't find people to have kids because you have the Bill Gates of the world and all these other social liberals that are saying, oh, there are too many children that are here and we want to be able to promote abortion. You see how all of this ties in together? It's the decay of our culture, the decay of our society. And maybe that's what our topic should be about tonight. The decay of Western civilization because of all this wokeness. And then you have the chief architect, Joe Biden, who claims to be a Catholic, a practicing Catholic. No, he's not. This man is an abomination. Yes, I'm saying it. He's an abomination. And there is a special place in hell for him and all those who bow at his knees. So, all those people calling themselves Christians, but God said to love, so I'm going to love the people that are bringing all this craziness into the church. No, you're not. You're heretics, and there is a special place in hell for you. Yes, hell is real. And it does exist. And you guys have a special ticket on that train to hell. And there's no coming back. So I would say to you right now, you need to clean up your ways. You need to wake up because the time is drawing nigh. And the Bible speaks of the last days. And look at where we are now. Now, I'm sure some will say, well, it's going to be some time. They've been saying this for years and years and years. Yeah, they've been saying it for years and years and years. The same way Rome was destroyed. The barbarians at the gate, the same way Noah and the flood, whether you want to believe it or not, you can say that it's make-believe, but there was a lesson to learn. People were told to do what was right, they decided not to. The same thing today at what's happening. The same thing is happening today. People are being warned. I saw on social media the other day, Andrew, I think it was Denzel Washington, and he was saying, God is warning us. Though some will even fight about God. Oh, I don't believe in God. Okay, you don't have to believe in God. Okay, a higher power. But we're being warned right now because we know the things that are happening now make absolutely no sense whatsoever, whatsoever, to have a man in the White House who is cognitively challenged, mentally challenged, and the only thing he can do is attack his opponent and say he's raising money to take care of his legal bills. Well, he wouldn't have any legal bills if your corrupt Department of Justice wasn't bringing up all these fake charges. They should be going after your son, who's enjoying white privilege, because had he been a black man, he would be in jail. But people don't see this. You got your white ultra liberals that don't see this. You got your black bougies that don't see this. But then, too, maybe they do see it, Andrew. But they're so wrapped up in this Western culture of lies and deceit that they want everyone else to be indoctrinated. But it's time for us to wake up because we will destroy civilization. You're concerned about global warming as the effect that it will have on our country. You're concerned about an eclipse, but you're not concerned of the damage that you're doing here. That should be the concern. That's what people should be focusing on. But they won't do it, Andrew.
Yeah, great points. It's definitely the decay of society. So we see it at every level, from the schools to the colleges to the workplaces, where things like sexual assault will be treated where the accuser is right every single time. You've got as many HR people as you do bosses. Just everything is decaying in society to a more woke, weaker society. The military is another example. We could go on and on. We're going to stay on this topic. You guys are tuned into After Dark with Rob and Andrew, which is available Monday through Friday at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, or 6 p.m. on the West Coast. We are on America Out Loud's iHeartRadio channel. We'll be back with more After Dark with Rob and Andrew.
58 million people suffer from joint aches and stiffness in the U.S. every day. Ignoring chronic joint discomfort can affect mobility and your quality of life. Advanced nutrition company, Healthy Cell, created Joint Health and Mobility to support connective tissue, joint lubrication, and reduce joint irritation with curcumin, omega-3, chondroitin, glucosamine, and hyaluronic acid for joint comfort and flexible range of motion. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a patent-pending gel you swallow with clinically proven ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients. You would need to take 11 pills to get the same amount of nutrients in each gel pack. And these great-tasting gels come in a small packet. Tear off the top, shoot it down, or mix it in water. It's 100% drug-free joint support. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. HealthyCell.com, code OUTLOUD for 25% off. Cardiovascular disease is the leading cause of death and disability. Today's high-stress, on-the-go lifestyle makes it hard to stay heart healthy. Lifestyle changes like exercise and diet are critical, but you can also support your heart with concentrated nutrients. Healthy Cell created Heart and Vascular Health to support three aspects of heart health: cholesterol, blood pressure, and triglycerides, with CoQ10, vitamin K2, resveratrol, and soluble fiber. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a patent-pending gel you swallow with ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients. You would need to take 13 pills to get the same amount of nutrients in each gel pack. And these great-tasting gels come in a small packet. Tear off the top, shoot it down, or mix it in water. Get heart healthy. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. HealthyCell.com, code OUTLOUD for 25% off.
ASEA believes that inside each of us is the potential to feel our very best. Our redox-based products tap into reserves within you to power your personal well-being. Make our breakthrough products an essential step in fulfilling your greatest potential. ASEA, we power potential. For exclusive savings, use code OUTLOUD to save 15% off your first order today.
We are back here on After Dark with Rob and Andrew, just continuing our discussion about Joe Biden. President Trump, of course, had a record fundraiser this past week. He's leading in six of the battleground states. He's polling well. He's just rolling along despite being held up in court seemingly every other day. It seems like there's something new going on. And then you've got Joe Biden, who's just a disaster as president of the United States. And we touched on this a little bit in the first half. But him handcuffing our ally in Israel, I mean, I've made no secret in the past, I'm not a big fan of Bibi Netanyahu. So I certainly don't take offense when someone comes out and Biden administration and is critical of Netanyahu. But here's the thing. He's just totally handcuffing Israel's military right now by telling them, oh, we're not going to help out if you continue this. Nonetheless, he's saying this publicly instead of just behind closed doors, which is a horrible look. It makes our relationship look like it is definitely not strong. It's not projecting strength, which is what Israel would want when they're currently going at it with a horrible terrorist group like Hamas. But nope, Joe Biden just continues to feed that and feed a lot of the anti-Semitic narrative that we see from Democrats who are acting like Israel's just committing a genocide. It's like, no, they're killing off a terrorist group. Unfortunately, a lot of citizens who support this terrorist group are getting stuck in the crossfire. But Joe Biden has just completely embarrassed America once again by alienating our closest ally in the Middle East, Rob.
He has, and we've spoken about this before. Actually, last week when you were out, Heather and I, we spoke about it, and we're talking about making the comparison between the Jews and Blacks, who have, down through the years, given the lion's share of their votes to Democrats. And we questioned why this is happening. We also questioned that, will these Jews and Blacks, who are staunch Democrats, come this election cycle, will they turn their backs on the Democrats and vote Republican? What have the Democrats done for them besides alienate them, attack them, turn their backs on them? You look at Joe, even during the State of the Union address, Joe came out and said, when he had given the speech, he told one of the senators that he said, or one of the representatives, he said that he had a conversation with Benjamin Netanyahu, and he told him it's time that we have a come to Jesus moment. What does that mean? And you have Tony Blinken, who behind the scenes have been pushing for Israel to cease fire. I mean, when this war started back in October 7th, you've had this rally call for Israel to cease fire even before they even got in good with trying to eradicate the region of Hamas. They immediately said, we need to cease fire. You have people coming out saying that this was genocide. Even Candace Owen had come out and said that the Israelis were committing genocide against the Palestinians. Now, I find it interesting because I think that Candace Owens says a lot of good things, but I remember some people were saying that she should perhaps run for president. I'm like, no, she needs to stay in her lane. But there was a huge push. She should run for the presidency. I'm like, why? What has she done? She's a good speaker. She says a lot, makes a lot of good points, but that does not equate running for president. See, that's where, you know, a lot of people on the right, they get it confused. You have people that speak eloquently, then we immediately say, oh, they should run for presidency. No, they shouldn't. They should stay in their lanes and continue doing what they're doing. And clearly now we see that Candace Owens, in my opinion, was wrong on this, talking about Israel committing genocide. I say, okay, no, let's say that they were. Well, what about Hamas? Why aren't we going after Hamas? Like, I see, there is this thing, Andrew, that they feel that the Jews killed Jesus. You know, and I've heard this since I was a kid. And they hang their hat on that. The Jews killed Jesus. And I'm thinking, what? Okay, I will say this again. For the fulfillment of the scripture, what happened in history happened. So if anybody killed Jesus, it was Jesus' own father who said, let this happen. So can we get beyond that and let's understand the scripture? Except trying to say, well, they did it. Well, God, Jesus' dad, father, allowed it to happen. Okay. And if he didn't want it to happen, it would have never happened. So let's just stop this right now. Let's just understand the scripture and move beyond it. A little history lesson there, a little lesson in theology for those who keep saying this. Okay. And then fast forward, you have some that will blame the Jews for, oh, well, look at what they did for slavery and look at what they did here and blah, 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 blah. Well, look at what they did in Germany. Look at what the Germans did. Look at what the Nazis tried to blame the Jews of. But if you really look at it, people can say the same thing about Black people. Look, they're destroying the country. Look at all the criminal activity. They're not put in jail. Every time we turn around, a Black man is stealing something. A Black man is killing something. They're tearing up all of our societies. So are we going to say that? See, this is when you start to really look deep at the problem and understand what's happening, understand the indoctrination. And when you really look deep and understand the indoctrination and to what they're trying to change the narrative, you will see that at the top are these radical liberals who hate themselves, who are always looking for someone to blame. But they're so successful. They're so successful in getting a group to support them and their radical ideas, like the Jewish population, like Blacks, the same group that they will destroy and they will have at each other's throat fighting. Look at what happened in New York City, I think during the 80s, the Crown Heights incident. Blacks and the Jews are fighting each other. See, if they keep you fighting each other, you're not focusing on what's really happening. And what's happening right now is that the same fringe group within the Democratic Party, they are destroying society. Letting illegals come in, millions of them coming in. And for what? Oh, well, they're suffering persecution. No, they're not. Well, if they are, they're coming here and they're persecuting us. Look at the criminal activity. Look at New York just the other day, a Bronx criminal court judge, Eugene Deron Bowen, let out an illegal alien on murder charges. He couldn't find him guilty, let him out. And what did he do? He went out and beat up a police officer. That's nothing to be proud of. This judge, in my opinion, should be disbarred. And there are so many others. Look at the judges that are going after Trump. Merchant, Aragon, want to silence Trump. We don't want him to say anything about the case that's before him, because if he does, he might prejudice the jurors. Well, what is the media doing? They're prejudicing the jurors also by saying that Trump is guilty. Trump did something nefarious. When in actuality, the person who did something nefarious are those who are accusing him. It goes back to the decay of Western culture, the decay of Western society. And it's leaking into every element, all of our institutions, the justice system. The one system that's supposed to be beyond reproach is being destroyed. And by whom? By Democrats. Look at how they're demonizing the Supreme Court justice, because they're preparing that the Supreme Court justice might rule in Trump's favor. They might say that he does have complete immunity or partial immunity. So we got to go ahead and demonize them right now so that the American people won't believe anything that they say. Now, never mind you, at some point, the Democrats would need the Supreme Court justice because they will put people on the court. But right now, it doesn't matter. And people can't see through it because they're only listening to what the media is saying. And I think that was a show that I did last week, and how the Democrats are using the media to attack Trump. Well, they use the media to attack everyone. They use the media to put forth their agenda. And as I have said here before, and I will continue to say, the media is a threat to democracy. The media in its current form has to be shut down. I will say it again. The media in its current form. What do you mean in its current form? CNN, fake news CNN, PMSNBC, The Washington Post, The New York Times, they should all be shut down. No, we're not controlling a free press. We're controlling the Democrat operative, the Democrat propaganda arm. Because if you look within those institutions, you will see that there are people that are embedded in these media outlets that have either worked in the Democrats' White House or are working in the Democrat White House or are consorting with the Democrat White House, colluding with them. So it has to be ended. It has to be shut down. The Constitution spoke about a free press, not a press that was embedded within a political party. You look at the writer Maggie Haberman, making up lies every step of the way. She dreams of things and then she creates it. She's able to write these books and books after books off of conversations that she had 20 years ago, and then she just embellishes the conversations. And then we'll have the New York Times saying, oh, it's on a bestseller list. Well, no, it's not on a bestseller list. Oh, it's on your bestseller list because you went out and you bought up all the copies, or your company owns part of the company that's publishing her book, so you can skew the numbers. You see, the average American isn't in tune to that because they're not listening to After Dark with Robin Andrew, whereby we can break it down. The average American, they're listening to CNN and MSNBC, and some of them are probably listening to Fox. And we've talked about Fox, how they allow the left to lead them as opposed to them being leaders. Case in point, you would think that on every broadcast, they would talk about Joe's struggling with his cognitive ability, but they won't. And they know that he's struggling. Every news outlet knows it. Every news outlet should be talking about it. Whenever Joe says anything negative about Trump, they should say, but wait a minute, Mr. President, we see you falling down and stumbling down on a nonstop basis. You no longer wear dress shoes. You're wearing Hokas. Why is that? We were calling out for some time that Joe has a problem with his gait, and everyone was saying, no, he doesn't. Now they're admitting it by putting him in Hokas so that he won't stumble. He won't trip over himself because his limbs are becoming more stiff. The other day we saw a picture of him, and on his face, he had these marks on his face because he sleeps with a breathing machine. What is going on? Why aren't they talking about this on a daily basis? But they can talk about Trump, and Trump can't put up his bond money. They can talk about Trump, and Trump is going to court. They can talk about Trump can't raise money. Because any money that he raised is going to go toward his legal defense? Who cares about that? We're more concerned with the person who's in the White House who's struggling. That should be the main story day in and day out. And I don't care how many times people will say, but if we do that, it's negative coverage and it might make Trump look good. No, it's not negative coverage. It's the truth that's being covered. And the truth is the man in the White House is struggling. He is a threat to the entire world. And that's what we should be talking about. But instead, we want to talk about, oh, well, Melania Trump, she's not coming out and campaigning with Trump. Oh, Trump, he was at a golf course. Oh, Trump is trying to sell Bibles. Oh, Trump can't raise money. But if you're telling me that Joe is the person who should be in the White House, then you should be talking up all of his virtues. You should be talking up the things that he's done. But you won't because you can't, because you know that this man is a threat to democracy. He's a threat to democracy. He's a threat to Western culture, and it's because of these Democrats, Andrew, that our society as a whole will perish if we don't stop. And that is the reason why you have people like Michael Rapaport and Rock Johnson, Dwayne Rock Johnson, who's coming out saying, oh, well, you know, I made a mistake by endorsing him. You bet you made a mistake. You made a very bad mistake, a mistake that will have irretrievable damage on our country and on the world as a whole. Because you look at what Russia has done in Ukraine. The only thing you guys have to do is just tell the leader of Ukraine, just tell him, you're not going to join the United Nations. We don't need you there. What are you bringing to the table? What are you bringing to the table? Absolutely nothing. So you can't join. And the United Nations, NATO, they're not doing anything. And that's the reason why Trump said we should get rid of them. We needed them, I would say, during the First War and World War II. We don't need them now. Okay. Because the only thing they are oppositions against America. They want our money, but they won't stand by us. If your headquarters is here in America, then your allegiance is to America. Whatever we say, you're going to consider that first. Because these other little rooty tube countries, if we go to war, they can't go in and defend themselves. They're going to rely on the United States. And I hear people saying, oh, well, the UN, they're going to send their own army, consisting of what? American soldiers, the bulk. And then these other little countries will send. That's the reason why Trump said, you guys need to pay up. because we're not going to sit here and foot the bill, and then you guys bite the hands that feed you. It makes no sense. But this is where we are. And that is the reason why these Asian countries look at us and they laugh, because they know you guys don't have a clue. You got the world's biggest superpower, and you're bullying them around, telling them what to do and what not to do, while these little small Rudy Tube countries that you can very easily take over, you're listening to them as far as giving you direction. Really? What kind of sense does it make? It makes absolutely no sense. But the media won't talk about it. But you know what? On After Dark with Rob and Andrew, although our reach might not be that far, we're going to talk about it. And we're going to call it out. Because we see this could be the demise, this could be the end of our society. We see how corrupt Western culture has gotten. We see the lies that have been told. And that's the reason why they want to start at an early age. And I remember saying this once before when Joe came out and said, oh, well, we're going to have daycare for kids as early as 3. And people, hooray, oh, this is great. I don't have to worry about childcare. I can just send my kids to school. No, you do have to worry, because when you send your kids to school, your kid is going to go in as James, but it's going to come out as Jane. Go in as Eve and then come out as Steve. Go in as Amanda and come out as Adam. It's all by design. And then they'll tell you, these are all of our children. Mao said the same thing in China. And look at what happened. Our country is too great. We've come too far. We're not perfect. But do we really want to fall down because of a few fringe people with crazy, wacky ideas that don't make any sense whatsoever? They contradict themselves on every angle. Oh, this is Women's History Month. Well, how can you celebrate Women's History Month when at the forefront you got a man telling women how to be? A man who's never had a period, a man who will never go through menopause, a man who will never have babies, but then he wants to tell women how to be. And then we're supposed to accept it and go, yeah, that's right. Yep, that's right. Yep, that's right. Do you have a woman pretending to be a man telling men how to be? No. But it's interesting how you have men trying to tell women how to be, because they say, oh, I'm a woman, because I think that's what I am. Talk about the war on women. Talk about women unable to get ahead because of this. And it's all, again, Democrats. Republicans need to stand up and they need to start pushing back. We got to stop being afraid and we got to start calling it out, Andrew.
Yeah, well said. If you guys are looking for a great product, try out Healthy Cell. Go to healthycell.com, check out the great products, and save with the discount Out Loud. Rob and I tried Healthy Cell, and we're so glad that we did. Some great products, whether you're looking for better sleep, make sure you get all your vitamins. Healthy Cell's got a lot of great options. And like I said, save with the promo code Out Loud. We'll be back with more After Dark with Rob and Andrew.
Millions of Americans are needlessly suffering from the long-haul effects of the toxic spike protein. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company designed their spike support formula to counteract harmful spike protein from COVID-19 and vaccines so you can feel your best. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Often, there are no symptoms, but left unattended, we become inundated with one health problem after another. It's time to fight back with HealRight. HealRight is a bar that you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Developed by world-renowned scientists and backed by 15 years of research, HealRight is effective, but it's also delicious and works without additional diet or lifestyle changes. Step out of the statistics and use food as medicine. Visit healright.com/outloud or americaoutloud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
Sandra, with the last half of the show, when we opened up, we were talking about the eclipse that people were just all, you know, talking about nonstop and planning on going to see it, and it only lasted for about a couple of seconds, so I don't know if they missed it or not. And my take on that is that we should be more concerned about what's happening now currently, things that we could change in our society, especially with the election that's coming up. And now that we see that it will be between Biden and Trump. I know a lot of people are thinking that Michelle Obama, that the Democrats will eventually anoint Michelle Obama. And I just don't see it. Even with the Democrats staging the fundraiser recently here in New York City, where they had Clinton, Obama, and Biden. And Andrew, I don't know if you saw it or not, or read any of the excerpts from it, but it was basically an all-out Trump attack fest, because they couldn't talk about anything that they had done positive for the country. And even you had mentioned during the second half of the show, what has Biden done for Blacks? He's done absolutely nothing for Blacks. As I said, he hasn't done anything for Jews either. And to be honest with you, Andrew, if you really want to just really start just breaking it down, he hasn't done anything for Hispanics. They haven't done anything of significance for Americans, taxpaying Americans, anything that's positive. What they have done is saddle them with a tax bill to support illegals. And why is that? Because they want to use those illegals to come here and vote. Do not doubt me when I say this, and we've been saying this for quite some time. There are over a million illegals that are here in this country. I think when Biden came to office, it was probably about 100,000 or more. Now there are millions, and we see them at the border day in and day out. Why? Our justice system won't stop them. Well, I know why. Let's just be honest here, because I know sometimes when these matters are taken to court, people get upset. They say, oh my God, why didn't the justice system stop this? Even with the Supreme Court, if you recall, Andrew, a case went before Justice Alito. And initially he said, no, you know, Texas can't stop the illegals from coming. They have to take down, I think it was Amy Coney Barrett said they had to remove the iron barbed wire that they were putting up. But then a few days later, they came back and said, no, Texas can protect its border. Well, I think what we have to realize here, and this is something that the media will not tell you, they will make you think that, oh, look at that. See, even the justices, they agree with Biden's administration. What they won't tell you is that it's not up to the court to make a law. They interpret it. It is up to Congress to make the laws. So we need our representatives to make the law. We need them to make the law to say, you can't do this, you can't do that. Now, what can happen is that the president, by executive decision ruling, can say, we don't want any here. He can do that, which is something that Trump had done. But it's up to our legislative branch to make laws to stop the illegals from coming here. But many of them are too busy doing other things, because some of them, just to be honest, they want the illegals here. Okay, the folks on the right, Republicans want them here for cheap labor, but not as much as the Democrats, those on the left, because they want them here to fill our place. They want them here to be new voters. They want them here so that they could take over. Because they don't like you. They don't like the people that are here now. They feel that you are bad people. Because they think that because you have held the country down so far and made certain that people obey the laws, you put in leaders that made people that pass laws that people must obey. You kept with our strong institutions, our family institution, our schools. They feel that you did a bad job, that your stewardship was horrible. So now they want other people to come here to take your place. And they're hoping that you will support them. They're hoping that you won't say anything about it. They're hoping to create enough division that we will sit around and fight each other and say, you're the racist, I'm not a racist, you don't want this, I don't want that. This is a land of immigrants. We should change all the words so the people will feel good. And Heather Robinson and I spoke about this last week, that if we were to bring back shame, maybe a lot of the stuff that we're seeing right now would cease to exist. What do you mean by bring back shame? Well, stop trying to refer to these illegals as undocumented. Call them what they are, illegal aliens. That's what the Constitution says. And the Constitution says we have a right to protect ourselves against foreign invaders. The illegal aliens are foreign invaders. Now, at one point, the folks coming across were Mexicans. And see, the Democrats were able to use that against Republicans and say, oh, you don't want brown people coming here. And of course, Republicans didn't know how to respond. They should have just said, you're right. If you came here illegally, we don't want you here. It goes beyond the color. It's just the legality of it. But we sat in the sidelines, looking up in space, trying to figure out, well, if no, I don't want to be seen as a racist. And now you have the entire world trying to bombard our gates. People from Africa, the Chinese is like the largest number right now. People from Venezuela, whoever would have thought Venezuelans? And are the ones who've been inflicting a lot of pain on us. Look at what they did to Lincoln Riley. Look at what they've done to our police officers attacking them. What the hell is going on? And some of them, their skin is just as fair as a person from Ireland. But you see, the left won't bring that up. They want you to keep thinking, oh, the right, they don't want the Mexicans coming. No, it's too many people coming as a whole that should not be here. If you come, come legally. We don't want you coming here illegally. Because if you're coming illegally, you're not going to obey the current laws that are on the book. And we see that to be the case right now, Andrew. They're not obeying the laws on the book. We don't need to create new laws. Just enforce the laws that are on the book. That's it. What's so difficult about that? There's nothing difficult about it. But it becomes difficult when you have these politicians that don't want to enforce it. So let's go back to what I was saying about the number of illegals that are here. 1 million or more. What are we going to do with all these people? And I know it's wishful thinking to think that we'll be able to just send them back, because I think, I can't remember what year it was or what president, had a massive migration of sending illegals from here back to their countries. But when that happened, it wasn't as many as we have now. It was a small amount. So they were successful in sending them back. Now we've got millions, and they're in every nook, crook, and cranny. And the only reason why they're here, again, this is another reason, but for the Democrats, as I say, like I said, to take our place so that they can vote. And if they can't vote during the census, they want to be able to be counted during the census. And that's the reason why they are putting them in strategic locations like in Texas and all these red states in Arkansas and Florida, because they're hoping if we put enough in these states, these red states, when it's time to count the census, they'll count the census, and depending on the number of people, they will be able to increase the number of representatives in that area. So it goes by how many people you have in an area, that's the amount of people you need for to go to the House of Representatives. So that's what they're doing. So it might be a red state, but within that red state, they're going to make sure that they dump a lot of these illegals in areas that are towns that are blue, so they can get more representation. Something else that the media will not call out, but we're going to call it out here on After Dark. So if they don't have the right to vote, but just a head count, they get more representatives. And that's the reason why they're here. But do not doubt that they're going to try to give them the right to vote. Look at California. Gavin Newsom has destroyed California. How people in California will continue to vote for Democrat with Gavin Newsom and their Attorney General, Gascon, is beyond my realm of thinking. These two individuals have basically destroyed California, have turned it into a third world country. Our beautiful cities like San Francisco turned it into a third world country. I was looking at a picture, a social media posting earlier today of Oakland, California. Someone was driving down one of the boulevards and it looked like a third world country with shanty towns, just all over, shacks. This is not democracy. It's not about freedom. It's about destroying our country, the demise of Western culture. We have no laws, no rules, because all the laws are, oh, they're racist. Okay, then what law isn't racist? We're just destroying ourselves. Western culture has gotten to a point, has been co-opted or overtaken by these radical progressives. They've just destroyed everything. And people want to look out and say, oh, well, diversity and equity, and we got to have a certain amount of blacks, certain amount of women, and certain amount of this. And they're all fringe groups. They're all fringe players, because the blacks that they have there, they know nothing about anything. The women they have there, they know nothing about anything. And I've mentioned this before. Look at a lot of our black mayors in these big cities. All failures. They have not done anything to promote the progression of the cities that they have mayoralship over. New York City, Eric Adams. London Bree in Sacramento. The woman in New Orleans, been a failure. Atlanta, DC, Muriel Bowser. All failures. They have done absolutely nothing. Look at Chicago. Ron Johnson, was it Johnson's? What is it? I can't think of the guy's name. But Brandon Johnson, a complete failure. But they wanted these positions. They bitched, moaned, and screamed and said, we need them. We don't want white people. There are more black people here, so we want it so we can make it better. But they haven't done it. And no one want to call them out. So election day, are they going to put them back in? You would have thought that in Chicago, after that idiot of a mayor, Lori Lightfoot, that they would have put in someone who was going to get the job done, but they didn't. They put in a person into office who was worse than she was, who's allowing illegal aliens to come in and take over black neighborhoods. Come election time, they're bitching and moaning now, but come election time, they will put another one back in there. So you know what I say? Give up on them. We're through with them. If they want the city to be destroyed, let the city be destroyed. They get no funding. They get absolutely nothing. But then you got to think about the poor kids who are suffering because of these incompetent idiots who are trying to diversify everything. But in actuality, they're destroying everything. I mean, at some point, people, and I say this all the time, people have to wake up. And the mayor of New Orleans, I mentioned, name is LaToya Cantrell, I think. Yeah, that's her name, LaToya Cantrell. Done nothing, absolutely nothing for New Orleans. She's under investigations. And Eric Adams is under investigation also. It's only a matter of time before they take him out. He's under investigation for receiving free trips. And we were told that, oh, let a black person be there. It'll be a lot better. Well, yeah, maybe. But if you got a black liberal who's there, it won't be a lot better. It'll be the same thing as before. That's the reason why I think the mayor of Houston of Austin, who was a Democrat, he's a black man, switched parties. Because he said, I can't deal with this. This is crazy. It was Austin, I think it was, because I remember the mayor for Houston, Sheila Jackson Lee, in the House of Representatives, wanted to run for mayor, and she didn't get it. The folks in Houston said, absolutely not. She's a failure. So why do we want her to come here to continue being a failure? Well, she thought she could do it because the mayor of Los Angeles happens to be a black woman. And she's not successful. They're all failures. Let's just be honest. They're all failures. And this is coming from a black man who's being objective. Because if they were successful, the cities wouldn't be in the same shape that it's in right now. They would have progressed. It would be a whole lot better. But it's not. They're all failures. And we have to admit it. We got to stop trying to sugarcoat it and just speak the truth. They're failures. They haven't done anything to help the cities out that they're supposed to be over. And they're not going to do it. You know why? Because they can't do it. They don't have the skill set. They don't have what it takes to take the cities to the next level. Because they're only in the position because of their skin tone or their gender. That's the only reason. And we see right now that when you have that, you are a failure. As opposed to getting someone who is constructive, Andrew. Things have got to change. I mean, it makes no sense. It makes absolutely no sense. So as we started talking about, like I said, about the eclipse and what people should be focusing in on, they're not focusing on it. They're focusing on things that have nothing to do about anything. Yeah, it's okay to talk about the eclipse. You know, oh, it's a lifetime event. Oh, yeah, blah, blah, blah. But you won't live to see the next one. If the country has been destroyed, you won't live to see anything that's prosperous or beautiful about the country if we don't have the right leaders in place. And if we continue to allow Western culture to sink deeper and deeper in filth and squalor, like a lot of our big cities are, we're not going to go anywhere. And why should we? We're not doing what it takes. We're not being good stewards of the country. Then all these yuckadoodles want to run around talking about, oh, global warming, and we got to change this. Yeah, but the biggest problem that you have here with pollution is you got a human being defecating on the streets. You got the blood of people on the streets. What about that? Clean that up. There'll be no one to enjoy the planet if you got all this people going around building these shanty towns, shacks, and defecation and all this other nonsense. And as I said, I think in the last show, last Thursday show, the only person who can correct this, you got Joe Biden trying to throw me in jail. As opposed to talk about what have you done, Joe? What have you done that was so significant? What have you done that was so important? What have you done to help the country? Nothing. And no one is going to hold them accountable because they're too busy trying to go after Trump. They're too busy having the American people to think that Trump is the bad guy. Trump did Jan 6. Well, Joe Biden destroyed the country. It's because of Joe Biden we have the Hamas in Israel. It's because of Joe Biden we have Ukraine war. Because of Joe Biden, China's looking at going into Taiwan. It's because of Joe Biden that we had a food supply chain problem. It's because of Joe Biden that we have high inflation. It's because of Joe Biden that men think that they're women and that we should be able to get our children and mutilate them. And that just goes to the one more thing I'll say before we end. You know, the people are talking about this whole thing with this rapper, Sean P. Diddy Combs, and what was he doing? And was he doing this to women? And well, look, here's my position on it. If these were consenting adults, I don't give a rat's patootie what they were doing. Well, he forced them. These were consenting adults. All they had to do was get up and walk out. If there were children involved, that's another thing. But I'm tired of grown people not being held accountable for their own actions. Well, they wanted to be famous. Okay. If you're going to go dance with the devil, don't come to me later on bitching and moaning about it. But see, we're focusing in on that as opposed to focusing in on the real deal. And by the way, Sean P. Diddy Combs, you're the one who said, oh, we don't like Trump. Now look at what's happening to you. Huh. Go figure. Folks, we got to focus on what really matters here. And what really matters is saving our society, saving our culture, taking it back to the basics. And away from all this fake, make-believe, fantasy world that they want us in. Back to the basic, Andrew. That's what matters. That's what's going to keep us a thriving country. Because everything else that the West is trying to push is nonsense. And when I see the rush, I'm talking about UK, I'm talking about Ireland, and all those other wackadoodle places that are buying into this other crazy nonsense that doesn't make any sense at all, Andrew.
Yeah, you nailed it, Rob. Guys, we're all out of time tonight. Thank you for tuning in to After Dark with Rob and Andrew, which is available Monday through Friday at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, or 6 p.m. on the West Coast on America Out Loud's iHeartRadio channel. You can also go to AmericaOutloud.news, get our full archive of shows, and a bunch of other great articles and shows there as well. We'll see you guys next time. Remember, stand for something or fall for nothing.